Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
A little heart bringing us back. That's Ann and Nancy. Thanks for hanging out with me. 23 after the hour. And I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please use it to your advantage. Don't forget, when you put my website in to on your mobile device, it'll default to our mobile site, just as I said earlier. And so check that out. And by the way, you can create a little icon to put on your phone. It'll look just like an app. When you push that button, that little app button, the little image, the icon, it will load my mobile site, and you'll see how we present our stuff there. And it works like a charm. It's updated all the time. And by the way, we got video. You know, we have video on our main site. Every week we post a different video that I've done on a different topic. And pretty soon we're going to have the video up on the mobile site. So look for that coming up real soon. When you're on my site, smallbusinessadvocate.com, don't forget all the other things you can do there and subscribe to my newsletter. Having a great visit with our new friend, soon-to-be old friend, Carl Tim, is with Microsoft. He's group marketing manager there for the small to medium business customer marketing division. And Carl, thanks again for hanging out with us. Microsoft.com, any other site you want to give us for the moment?
I do. In fact, I want to tell you about Brandify. We've been talking about our online presence.
Right.
And I want to tell you about Brandify and how it can help you. Brandify is spelled Brandify.
And this is a Microsoft-sponsored site, right?
That's correct. Now, Brandify is a separate company that is owned and run independently, but we've been working with them closely because as a sponsor, because we believe in the value this site can bring small businesses to help them navigate the sometimes difficult waters with being online and creating a really healthy online presence.
So, all right, Brandify.com, folks, just like it sounds. So in the previous segment, we talked about online presence, improving your online presence. There are a lot of different things you can do. You can get on. You can have a blog. You can have a YouTube channel. You can have a Facebook page, Twitter, et cetera, and post things and have a good website. Have your SEO. All those things. You know, get all those things going for you. But this tool sort of evaluates all that and shows you where you're weak and where you're strong, doesn't it?
It does. In fact, the way Brandify works is, it's a very, very simple, easy sign-up process. Literally, it'll take you less than 90 seconds to sign up and receive a Brandify score. Now, the reason we gave a score is because everybody tends to kind of understand a score. In fact, you'll see once you sign up on Brandify that this score is similar to how you see a credit score.
Mm-hmm.
And we use that because people kind of understand mm-hmm. what that score means. And so this gives you a sense right away on whether you're doing really well or whether you maybe have some opportunity to improve how you're appearing online.
Mm-hmm.
And then we break this score into very specific concrete recommendations and give you links to follow these recommendations to help improve how you're showing up online.
Is this free? Is Brandify free?
It is free. It is free. And so, you know, one of the reasons we developed this this free service for small businesses is, you know, we know that one of the biggest pain points for small businesses is that they want to find more customers. It makes sense, right? It's just one of the reasons why they went into business. And so everyone's always telling them, hey, if you want to find more customers, you need to improve your marketing, you need to be online, and you need to be doing social media. And oftentimes when we talk to small businesses, they say, I know I need to do those things, but I don't know where to start, or I don't have time, or it seems very complex. And there's some various reasons why people don't spend a lot of time there. And we created this service, Brandify, to help simplify all that. And it helps give you a starting point. And like I said, very specific recommendations for how to get plugged into all the various places online where you need to be so people can find you there.
All right, so here's a tough question, Carl, and I don't mean to throw you a curve, but I think you can handle it. one of the things I've been really trying to get small business owners to think about is don't be daunted by the fact that, if you type in your name, that you're not on the first page or even the top 20 pages of a national search, an international, a global search. But because if you're Two Sisters Dry Cleaners or Bubba's Car Wash in Sheboygan or Peoria, then you don't care what people think about you or how the people want to find you in another part of the world. But you do care about what your neighbors think, people in your market think. And so from a local standpoint, I've been encouraging small business owners to maximize their local search potential. Does this help them with that? Can they isolate their score from a local standpoint?
It absolutely does. In fact, when they sign up,
this is big, folks. Pay attention. It's going to be on the test. Go ahead, Carl.
when you sign up on Brandify, it asks you whether you are a local brand, a national or online brand, or a franchise. And the reason it asks you that is because based on which of those you are, mm-hmm. there are different things you want to do with your business to make sure you show up in the right places. And so, for instance, this site Brandify will indicate if you're a local business, it will show you that you most likely want to be on Yelp, or you want to be on local mm-hmm. search engines like Bing Local and Yahoo mm-hmm. Local and Google. And it'll help you sign up and do those things so you're in the right places.
Brandify.com, folks. This is great information. This is a great tool. I'm going to try it myself. Hey, Carl, thanks for bringing this to our attention. Will you come back another day?
Absolutely, Jim. Thank you for having me.
We got a lot more you can teach us. Carl Timm, ladies and gentlemen, with Microsoft and Brandify. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.